Why do I have a cast on my wrist? Oh, right. That's a Super Bowl injury. No, I don't play. It's kind of a long story, but sure, I'll share. Our frat traditionally hosts Super Bowl Sunday on campus. Not only are we the biggest of the houses, but we definitely have the biggest screen to watch the action. Although, last year things got out of hand. Cops were called. It was a whole thing. And Big Daddy threatened to shut down all future Super Bowl parties. Luckily, or unluckily, we were able to convince him to let us host one more time this year. But he set some rules in place. No sorority girls unless they were in an active relationship with one of the brothers. No hard liquor, and no fights. Plus, he made me responsible for keeping the guys in line. Well, for a cut of the profits, of course. Which was too tempting for me to resist. Even though I hated football, and Super Bowl parties, and being responsible. It was not going to be an easy night. Especially since the guys were divided on which team they were supporting, and already at odds with each other. But I had a few contingencies in play to help limit any crises. I bought extra snacks, rearranged some furniture to separate seating between opposing sides, had a good stockpile of indica gummies on hand to calm the vibe, and even thought about setting up an alternate game room for a distraction, but then figured that that would be like pouring gasoline on a fire when it comes to the competitive play of the day. I knew it wouldn't be enough, but what else could I do to keep the guys in line? That answer came to me while I was setting up the additional snack area in the small study room just off the bottom of the stairs. The study room was right next to our main supply closet, so I could easily grab more food and drinks and refill the study room as needed throughout the game. The guys don't regularly have free access to snacks or the supply closet. In fact, Big Daddy and I are the only ones with a key to that room since they can't be trusted not to eat us out of house and home on a regular basis. As I was making space in the small study room for snacks, moving a sack of old heavy encyclopedias from against the back wall, which had probably been there for decades, judging by the layer of dust on them. That's when I saw the hole. It looked like a glory hole. It was about 5 inches in diameter. Heck, it even had some worn foam and tape around the edges, which is what truly made it more glory hole-esque. I kneeled down and peeked through to see where it led, but it was hard to tell. Although, it wasn't rocket science figuring out it must have been the supply closet. That and the hallway were the only possible areas on the other side of the wall. How had I never noticed a hole in the supply closet wall before? Turns out, it was hidden by a small shelf stacked with toiletries, easy enough to move out of the way to reveal the hole. That's when I knew everything was going to be all right once Super Bowl Sunday rolled around. Everything was not all right. I'd offered the job of glory hole cocksucker to Sandy Leeward, a.k.a. Sandy Sucks, Sandy the Slut, Sandy Swallows, you get the idea. She was a campus cumbucket, and I knew she'd work the hole with pleasure. But she got expelled yesterday after the wife of one of the department heads caught Sandy sucking her husband off in his car when he accidentally butt-dialed home while ramming his dick down Sandy's throat and swearing he was going to leave his wife for her. The wife threatened to blow the whole thing up with the college administration if there weren't consequences, so poor slutty Sandy took the brunt of that. Now, I had a house full of riled up males on edge and no slut to suck their stress away. I had to call out to a few other girls as backups, but no one had replied, and the game had started, and the guys were already going at it. Of course, Tony was the first to go off, a resident hothead. I offered him a few gummies and a view of my cleavage as a distraction, which worked pretty well. Same for Lee and Brian. Both calmed down easily enough. But as the game played on, things got wilder, with more yelled insults and threats and bets, with the stakes getting higher and higher. When Ron got up and into Mike's face, I knew I had to do something, and sending him to the study/snack room was the only thing I could come up with. I kept the lights off in the supply closet when I entered and made sure I locked the door before getting down on my knees in front of the hole. I wondered how long it would take for Ron to find the hole, or if he'd use it if he did. Oh, never mind. He found it all right. Oh, there's his cock. He obviously had his hand on the base of it on the other side of the wall and was wagging it as if to catch my attention. Oh, he had my attention all right. Fuck. Why am I such a cock slut? I shouldn't be excited about getting to suck one of my frat brother's cocks. At least on the plus side, I hid my desire for dick pretty well, and didn't have a reputation as an eager cocksucker like Sandy. More of a reluctant one on those odd occasions when the need arose. If they knew how much I loved this, fuck. I was already leaning in to suck his cock. Nothing like a warm, musky dick in my mouth to calm my anxiety on this crazy Super Bowl Sunday. How does cock always both calm me and fuel me at once? I'm shaking. Fuck, I needed this. Doesn't help that I can hear him on the other side of the wall, grunting as he's bucking his hips towards the wall. God, I love the sounds. Oh yeah, that's it. Feed me. Let out all that pent up testosterone and cum. Shit. I'm being too eager. Sucking him like a slut. Starving slut. But I can't help it. I haven't had a dick all week. Too busy planning for tonight. I deserve this. I can suck him dry as wildly as I want. I need it. Oh, shit. Damn, Ron. You couldn't make it last just a little longer so I could suck one more? I guess not. Oh, fuck. Why am I complaining that I just got a fast load of cum in my mouth? It's not like I don't love the salty flavor. Hell, I'm not even swallowing it yet. I just want to savor it for a bit on my tongue. There's nothing better than this. Fuck. But I need to get back before they notice I'm missing. Time to swallow this yummy load and get back to the game room. I guess Ron kind of did me a favor coming so quickly. I didn't need everyone knowing I've set up a Super Bowl glory hole in the frat house. Luckily, the entrance for the storage room and the study/snack room were on opposite sides of the hall, so no one would see me exiting one room while they left the other. I hurried back into the game room, which also has two separate entrances. One near the back, open to the kitchen, and the other one up front, closer to the football action. So I could sneak in unnoticed with all eyes on the screen. My heart was racing as I saw Ron wander back into the room and look around, but I pretended to be deep in conversation with Mike, who I knew Ron would avoid after their close confrontation. I was also hoping Mike couldn't smell the scent of Ron's cum on my breath. Through the corner of my eye, I saw Ron sit down, looking around at the other few girls in the room, as if trying to figure out who just sucked his dick, or if he was so high already that he just imagined the whole thing. He seemed to be content with the last theory because after a few minutes he got right back into the game, forgetting how his balls just got drained. I relaxed for the next hour or so. Then it hit me. If I didn't set out enough snacks for halftime, most of the frat would swarm the snack room for extras and discover the hole. I'd set out as much as I could and was in the storage room looking for more cups when I heard a knocking. At first I thought it was the door, but then I saw the cock and heard Neil on the other side of the wall asking, "Anyone want to suck this thing?" I could have ignored it. I should have. It was too risky to suck another dick. But fuck, I couldn't. It was a cock, and it was hard, and the tip was glossy with pre-cum. My mouth was already watering as I knelt down in front of it and licked up that pre-cum gloss from the tip. Yeah, that's it. Taste this dick. I know it's you, Sandy. I know you love my cock, he added. Neil thought I was Sandy. Maybe most of the guys didn't know she'd been expelled. This just might work in my favor. Damn, you've learned some new tricks, I heard Neil say as I swirl my tongue around the head of him, while at the same time sucking and bobbing up and down on his pole. Damn right I did, Neil. You're gonna love how this Sandy sucks you off. God, his dick slipping and sliding on my tongue feels so good. Fuck. My nipples are hard. I need to pinch them. Yes. Oh, fuck, that's good. More cock. Give me more through the hole, damn it. Come on. Do it. Do it. I should slow down. I'm getting too worked up. Too sloppy on his head, which I love. Damn, his shirt is wet now. Oh, and I'm leaving trails of my sparkly glitter bomb lip gloss on his shaft. Is he gonna recognize it later? Really? It's Neil you're talking about. He won't match your lipstick to a stick. Still, maybe I should work at sucking it off its shaft, just in case. Sucking harder and harder like this. Ooh. He just said he's gonna bust. Oh yeah, let me get a taste of Neil Nut. God, yummy! Oh, that's delicious. More, please. Oh, yes. Oh, God. No, no, no. Don't tell me that's all. Damn it. Oh. I knew this would happen. Once I get a small taste, I crave more. I'm shaking. Fuck, what am I doing? I need to get back to the game room. I freshened up my lip gloss and gave myself a good pep talk about controlling my cum cravings before entering the game room again. I'd missed a good chunk of the game by now and could tell it was getting heated as the clock was running down. After one amazing play that shocked all of us, insults started flying again, mostly from some guys who weren't even part of our frat. Friends of friends who'd paid the cover to get in, and then, out of nowhere, a bowl of Cheetos goes flying across the room. There was orange dust everywhere. Oh, hell no. Not in my frat. I separated the guys, sent one to the snack room, and designated a few others to start cleaning, and a few more of my fellow frat brothers to calm things down. I told myself it's not like I sent one of the guys to the snack room just so I could suck his cock. But as I knelt down on the wet, cum and spit-splattered floor, watching and waiting for that thick, hard pull to slip through the hole, I knew I was lying. Damn. You're a bad boy. You were stroking this thing before you fed it to me, weren't you? I can taste the Cheeto dust on your cock. Fuck, I've never had a seasoned cock in my mouth before. It's good. Saltier. Who would have thought a dick could taste even better than it does? Fuck. I love this. I shouldn't. But I fucking love it. What did he just say? Oh yeah, that's right. I am good. I'm better than good, big boy. Watch this. Or more like, feel this and see if you don't nut in the next 30 seconds. The way I suck it hard. And then maybe stroke it a little. Then suck it harder again. Then stroke. Then suck. Oh yeah, keep you on your toes. Not knowing what's coming next. God, I just absolutely adore it when guys get so wild. They try to talk dirty and it just makes no fucking sense. When my wild, hungry mouth turns their brains to mush and their cocks to geysers. Oh yeah, go off. Blow up my slutty little mouth, fucker. Feed me. Oh, fuck, my pussy's dripping. I could come from just this. From just your cum. Yeah, that's it. That's your cum. Come on, come on. Oh, yes. Cheeto Cock was the one who ended up ruining everything. I knew by the way he nudged Garth and whispered in his ear when he got back to the game room that he'd blabbed about the glory hole. Fuck, this was all I needed. The slut in me was giddy at the thought of more cocks slipping through that hole, but the responsible, wannabe good student in me was pissed, especially since of all the people Cheeto could have blabbed to, it had to be Girth. Yes, I know his name is Garth, but all the girls call him Girth. Some guys, too. I always wanted to find out why, and looks like I'm gonna get my chance. The first thing I noticed after slipping back into the darkened supply room was how massive that log that was currently attempting to squeeze through what I would have described as an ample-sized glory hole. Heck, it was at least the size of a small grapefruit. And this cock, this huge, girthy cock, barely made its way through. I didn't care that my knees were slipping on the cum and spit on the floor, and that I might have to dislocate my jaw to open wide enough for that meaty cock. I wanted it. Bad. Oh, yeah. Let me feel the weight of you in my hand. That's the thing. Girth comes with weight. I've never had a heavy cock on my face or my tongue. Until now. Oh, yeah. Let me get my face under there. Feel the weight of it. Smell it. Lick it. Taste it. Oh, I'm such a slut for cock. I can't even think clearly. If I could, I'd know this was an impossible task. This cock is just too big. It'd be a miracle if I could suck it. But instead, here I am, feeling like my lips are about to rip open at the sides. And still I can't stop. I need to put it in my mouth. At least the head. Because damn, if this cock doesn't get thicker at the base. Harder. Try harder. You can do it. You're not going to let this monster cock get the best of you. There you go. Oh, fuck, it's heavy. A heavy weight against my jaw. I need more. It's too big. Just a little more. There. Oh, God, it's choking me. I need my throat. I'm just fucking choking on the earth of him. I feel the tears streaming down my face. Tears from choking so hard. Tears of joy, I'm sure. Because I love this. Getting sloppy on this girthy dick. Fuck, he sounds surprised. That's right, Garth. You got a real cocksucker on the other side of this wall. I'm gonna show you I'm not like the other girls. I'm gonna suck this fire hose and make it drench you with cum. Oh, my pussy just squirted a bit thinking about that. Thinking about this big cock blasting me with nuts. Fuck, I have to touch myself. Slip my hand under my shorts. Oh, yeah. Finger my dripping hole. Oh, you like it. I hear you. You like my mouth. Show me how much. Please show me. I don't know how much more my tiny mouth can take of this big dick. Pushing my limits. Oh, he's warning me. He's about to blow. Do it. Do it. I'm not gonna stop working this fat head until you do. Oh, God. I can't. Oh, my pussy's clenching on my fingers in anticipation. Oh, fuck. He's chuckling. That bastard is chuckling and choking me on his tree trunk of a dick. Thank God for the cheering in the other room. Because I'm making so much noise, choking on this load, trying to swallow this cum that's spewing and streams into my mouth. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, my God. Feed me, feed me, feed me. Oh, yeah. Thank fuck for that cheering. Everyone would be flocking to the glory hole. Fuck, that was intense. But to be fair, he did warn me. Oh no. Look at all that on the floor. Damn, I wasted so much. There's cum and spit and tears everywhere. Is that more cheering? Is the game over? It can't be. I better get out there and see. I slipped and slid on the slippery floor, trying to leave, and then decided I should probably clean some of it up before heading back. But while I was searching in the darkened closet for some paper towels, a new cock in the hole caught my eye. Then I heard voices on the other side of the wall. Uh-oh. It was Wes. And Will. With more cocks and more cum for me. Damn. I can't just leave them there with their cocks so hard and tempting. But the floor's a mess. Maybe I'll just pull up this little stool and straddle it while I take one more load. Or maybe two. And that's just what I did. But after I drained Will and Wes, there was Ozzy and then Glenn. Those two actually got to fuck my pussy. My belly was full of cream by then, and my pussy was getting jealous. She needed some too. And the stool came in handy, putting one foot up on it to steady myself as I backed my dripping cunt up against the hole to get pumped full of more and more jizz. Because after Ozzy and Glenn, there was Haas and DJ, then Dylan and Ori and Nate. Then nothing. No noise on the other side of the wall. No hard cocks peeking through the hole. But the roaring from the other room got consistently louder, and I knew this was the final minutes of the game. I didn't want to miss them. I didn't love the game, but I at least wanted to see who won. Thing is, I was so cum-drunk from the glory hole feedings, I wasn't thinking straight. And I left the supply closet just as I was, lips puffy and red, cum and makeup and tears smeared in streams all over my face, spit-drenched t-shirt clinging to my tits, cum soaking the crotch of my shorts and dripping down my thighs in globs, leaving trails in the hallway with each step I took. I guess the sight of me was more enticing than the game, because all eyes were on me as I returned to the game room. Who needs a glory hole when you're a walking billboard? Zippers went down, shorts were pulled off, cocks were whipped out, and I was fed and flooded with so much jizz, I felt like I'd won the championship ring. I was just being sprayed with spunk rather than champagne. The other girls weren't too happy about the after show I put on, but fuck 'em. I drained every cock of every drop, and when I got off my knees to finally head up to my room, that's when I lost my footing, slipping on a puddle of jizz, and sprained my wrist. On the bright side, the boys had to do all the cleaning up, and they've been waiting on me hand and foot since, keeping me well fed, with cum, of course. So that's how I sprained my wrist, and why I can't wait for next year's Super Bowl party.